This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, October 27th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, soybean futures moved 12.5 to 25.5 cents a bushel higher today. That in anticipation of a significant trade deal between the U.S. and China later this week. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that the U.S. and China had agreed on a, quote, framework of the deal that would result in, quote, substantial Chinese purchases of U.S. farm commodities. Bessent told NBC's Meet the Press, quote, I think we are going to be able to discuss substantial soybean and ag purchases from our American farmers. Well, reports that China may be willing to resume purchases of U.S. soybeans as a part of a possible trade deal brought soy futures to resistance levels. Corey Bratlin of AgMarket.net said, it's just the fact of having China back buying U.S. soybeans supporting prices. However, he pointed out, we still have plenty of soybeans in the U.S. and in the world, plus Brazil planting an additional 3.6% more soybean acres this year as well. Well, over the weekend in Malaysia, President Trump signed trade deals with both Malaysia and Cambodia that would result in additional pork exports. The deal with Malaysia will open access to all U.S. facilities included in the Food Safety and Inspection Service Meat, Poultry, and Egg Product Inspection Directory. It will not impose additional product or facility registration requirements. It will ensure acceptance of the standard FSIS export certificate. Now, in a separate deal, Cambodia agreed to the same terms. U.S. pork exports to Malaysia hit record levels of over $24.5 million last year, a significant amount given that only 8 U.S. plants were currently eligible for export. Exports to Malaysia have increased over 1,700% in the last 5 years. Well, while crop futures were higher today, the cattle market continued to fall. Deferred contracts for live cattle futures were just under $10 a hundred lower, and feeder cattle futures locked down expanded limits of $13.75 per hundred lower. Market analysts gave no specific reason for the fall other than comments from the White House about the desire to see lower beef prices in the meat case for consumers. In Washington this week, several Trump nominees, in particular of importance to food and agriculture, have hearings on Capitol Hill. Julie Callahan, President Trump's pick as chief agriculture trade negotiator, will appear Wednesday before the Senate Finance Committee. And then Casey Means, Trump's pick for Surgeon General, will appear virtually on Thursday before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Means is a virulent critic of key pesticides used in conventional agriculture. Also of note, tomorrow morning at 9:15, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing on competition in the fertilizer and seed industries. You can read more about this week's Washington agenda at AgriPulse.com in Philip Brasher's story, Washington Week Ahead. Well, the Nebraska Public Service Commission suspended the grain dealer license of a Nebraska firm, Hansen Mueller, after the company failed to pay nearly $2 million to about 38 farmers for deliveries of grain in the Omaha-based business. Investigations are underway in some 9 other states where the company operates. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best. Because you know, excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic. Elevating excellence in agriculture. March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.